yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Today we are talking about sexual health at Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center. Well, what is sexual health? Well, sexual health deals with being healthy enough to have sex. That's what sexual health is all about, being healthy enough to have sex. Well, at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, since we are in the business of making people optimal, we need to make sure that we make you optimal so that you can have sex. That's correct. You see, I always say, sick people do not want sex. Healthy people want sex. And the healthier you are, the more sexually active you want to be. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people who cannot have sex, males and female. Well, first, let's talk about men. Men have what we call erectile dysfunction. What is erectile dysfunction? That's impotence. It is the inability to get an erection or problem keeping an erection firm enough for sex, and or a reduced sexual desire that on an ongoing basis, it usually affects your self-confidence and causes stress and relationship problems, frequently creating an issue for you and your partner. How does an erection occur? Well, an erection is an emotional event that begins in the brain. Physical and or mental stimulation causes nerves in the brain to send chemical messages to nerves in the penis, telling the penile blood vessels to relax so that blood can flow freely into the penis. Once in the penis, the high pressure traps the blood within both the corpora cavernosa, those are the tubes in the penis. This causes the penis to expand and sustain an erection. Erection is reversed when the inflow of blood is stopped and opening outflow channels open, allowing the penis to become soft. In other words, first you gotta think it. Once you think it, you say, oh, she's attractive. She looks good. And then the brain says, all right, raise the lever. So then the brain sends a signal to your penis to allow blood to flow into your penis. And once the blood is in the penis, the brain shuts the valves off so the blood cannot escape the penis. Unfortunately, when a man's mind wanders from the experience, the nerves is suddenly released because the brain is no longer maintaining the erection. So once your mind wanders, the valves that hold the blood in your penis opens up and the blood rushes out. And at this point, you become limp and you can no longer maintain your erection. So that's the reason why a lot of time men lose the erection, because their mind wanders. You know, for a woman, we don't have to worry about that because she doesn't need to maintain an erection. If her mind wanders, the man never knows that this is happening. So in the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, when you come in for an evaluation, what we do is we do an ultrasound of the penis to check the nerves in the penis. An ultrasound to check the blood flow in the penis. And then after that, we do a test to check the sensitivity of the nerves in your penis. And that gives us an idea of whether or not you have a problem with your blood vessels in your penis or whether you have a problem with your nerve in your penis. If those are okay, then the problem is usually centrally in your brain, where the problem is. So erectile dysfunction is pretty prevalent. about 40% of men over 40 have some form of erectile dysfunction. 40%. And as you get older, it gets worse and worse. So that's what erectile dysfunction is. Now, premature ejaculation, on the other hand, that is what you call early ejaculation, rapid ejaculation, premature climax, or early climax, basically. There are two types of premature ejaculation. There's primary and secondary. Secondary premature ejaculation occurs in association with a number of conditions, including erectile dysfunction, prostate infection, physical injury that affects the nervous system, and certain medications. Treating the underlying cause in those cases will help solve the premature ejaculation. All right? Premature ejaculation is the most common sexual problem affecting men. It is characterized by a lack of voluntary control over ejaculation. You no longer have control over ejaculation. The condition has been said to occur if a man ejaculates before his partner achieves orgasm. That's what's from Masters and Johnson. Today, most sex therapists view premature ejaculation as occurring when a lack of ejaculatory control interferes with sexual or emotional well-being in both male and female partners. According to the DSM for diagnosis, premature ejaculation is 1, persistent or recurrent ejaculation with minimal sexual stimulation before or shortly after penetration and before the person wishes it. All right? The disturbing cause is a distress or interpersonal difficulty between the man and the woman, or the man and his sexual partner. The premature ejaculation is not due exclusively to the direct effects of a substance, all right, or withdrawal from drugs. All right? So basically, premature ejaculation is ejaculating before the sexual act is finished or before your partner has had their climax. All right? So that's premature ejaculation. Now, there are lots of ways to treat it. What we do is premature ejaculation and erectile dysfunction can be looked at. We do it by 1, we can optimize your hormones, and sometimes that helps. But a lot of times it doesn't, right? Another way we can do it is giving you what you call ICP, which is intracavitary pharmacotherapy, which some people call trimix or quartermix, which is an injection to the penis, which helps you get an erection that lasts anything from 30 minutes to an hour. And that erection is not dependent upon the brain. So when you have that erection, you could actually, your mind could be in China and, or on something else, and you still maintain your erection. And sometimes even after you ejaculate, you still have an erection. Right? ICP therapy can help with premature ejaculation and erectile dysfunction. As a matter of fact, after about 6 months of doing ICP therapy, most people that have premature ejaculation do see some or markedly improvement in the premature ejaculation. It takes a little longer for people to get improvement when they have erectile dysfunction. Now, contrary to popular belief, erections, the way your penis exercises is when you're sleeping. 70 to 80% of your sleeping time, you should have an erection. And your partner should be saying to you, you know, I thought you wanted something. You were tapping me all night. That's because out of every hour, about 45 to 50 minutes of every hour, you should be having an erection. And certainly when you wake up, you should have morning erections. So if you're not having nighttime erections or morning erections, there's a problem because your penis is a muscle and it's exercising when you're sleeping. So you know what happens when you don't exercise something? you lose it. So when you stop having nightly erections and early morning erections, your penis is getting weaker and weaker and not functioning as well. All right? So now how do we have other ways of helping with premature ejaculation and erectile dysfunction. We can do something called a Piper shot or Gaines procedure. The Piper shot is what we do is we take PRP, platelet rich plasma. We get it from your blood. We take some blood, and from the blood, we spin the blood down and get the platelet rich plasma. That's a healing portion of the blood. And we inject it into your penis. And when we do that, the injection, the PRP activates the growth factors for your stem cells. And so now your stem cells become younger and healthier. In your body, stem cells function is to fix problems. So when you inject PRP, your stem cells becomes optimized. They become younger and healthier, and they go about fixing problems. So if your erectile dysfunction was because of a problem with your blood flow to your penis and your veins or your arteries, the stem cells will help fix the veins and arteries. If your problem was because of the nerves, the stem cells will help fix the nerves. The stem cell will also help with your muscles in your penis and your cells in your penis. So basically, you are going to make your penis younger and healthier by doing that. That's the Piper shot. Sometimes someone, a gentleman, may want a little more volume to their penis. In that case, we can do what you call the Gaines procedure, where we inject some fillers like Juvederm or Radius, or we could even add some fat to your penis to give your penis more thickness. All right. Once we finish the procedure, then we give you a pump, which you're to use about 30 minutes a day. And what the pump does is that it's like exercising your penis 30 minutes every day. And the pump actually pulls blood in the penis, traps the blood in the penis. And if you do it every day for about 3 to 4 months, you'll notice that, your penis will actually become longer and thicker and healthier and function better. So when you combine the PRP, the Piper shot, with fillers, and then use a pump with it, you'll find that your penis will become younger, healthier, thicker, firmer, and function better. And then if you then optimize your testosterone on top of that, now you have a lean, mean machine down there. And your sexual partner will now love you to death because now it's working properly. All right. So that's on the men's side. Before we continue on, let me just remind you that this is Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd at twaamc.com. Tonight we are talking about sexual health and wellness at sexual health at wellness and aesthetics. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, Be 29 Again and Again, is available at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, all the other book outlets, and also available at www.growyoungeragain.com. That's growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center at 210-495-8558. That's 210-495-8558. Or on the internet at www.feel29.com. Feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Continue on with Sexual Health at Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center. We just finished talking about male sexual health. We talked about erectile dysfunction and premature ejaculation, the two most common cause of male sexual dysfunction. We also have people who have a problem with curvature of their penis, which the Gaines procedure does help. So if you have that, it can help with that. All right? We talked about ICP therapy, which is injection to your penis, which gives you an erection for about 30 minutes to an hour, which is very good, and you can do that every day. We talked about the proper shot and the Gaines procedure, and last but not least, we need to just talk about hormones. You know, hormones is very important. You know, a lot of people think that testosterone is bad for you, but I want you to understand something. An optimal testosterone level is 350 to 1200. Most of the men that we see, and that's from 30 to 90 that we see, their testosterone level is in the 300s, 200s, 400s. That is not optimal, guys. An optimal testosterone is in the 9 to 1200 range. That's an optimal testosterone. Why is that important? It's important because testosterone builds muscle. The largest muscle in your body is your heart. So before testosterone can give you muscles in your arms and your legs, testosterone has to make your heart muscle work better. You see, if you were to take a car and make it into a race car, what's the first thing you do? The first thing you do would be you drop a new engine in a car that has a lot of horsepower. Well, before you can build muscles in your arms, you have to make the engine in your body, which is your heart, stronger. So your heart can now pump the blood to the areas that need it. You see, you can't build muscles without good blood supply. That's why when someone lifts weight, you look at their hands, their veins are popped out, and you see, well, guess what? The muscles need more raw materials, it needs more oxygen, it needs more food. And the only way to get more food to the muscles is by having a bigger highway system. When your veins dilate, it can carry more blood. So your arteries pump the blood to your muscles, and so that needs to be wide open. You know, when you're 15, when you're 20 years old, your arteries are like 10-lane highways. When you are 60, your arteries are like 2-lane highways. Well, on the 10-lane highways, the cars are flying down like at the speed of light. They're gone. There's nothing stopping them. There's no traffic jams. When you're 60, you have traffic jams all over the place, and you cannot get raw materials from point A to point B. That is the problem with that. So you want to make sure that your arteries are wide open, and guess what? Testosterone first optimizes your heart, which allows your heart to pump blood to the rest of your body, and so you get raw materials where it's needed. So I want you to understand something. Number one, the organ that testosterone affects the most is your heart. Testosterone, one, improves your heart muscle. Number two, it lowers your blood pressure. Number three, protects you from heart disease. The second organ that testosterone affects most is your brain. In the brain, testosterone, number one, sharpens your memory, improves your cognitive function, decreases your stress level, helps you sleep better nights, and helps protect you from Alzheimer's and dementia. Number three, testosterone. You know, when you're 20 years old, you fall and you jump up. When you're 60, you break a hip. That's because testosterone, number one, strengthens your muscles. Number two, strengthens your bones. So therefore, at 20, you have better muscles and bones than you do at 60. Testosterone also gives you energy by improving your thyroid function by converting inactive thyroid into active thyroid. So you have energy all the time. Testosterone also decreases body fat and improves libido, sex drive. So that's what testosterone does for men and women. As a matter of fact, in our clinic, 75% of the people that are on testosterone are women and 25% are men. 4 years ago, it was the other way around. And that's because women get tremendous benefit from testosterone. Just remember, you had your highest testosterone between ages 18 and 25. That's when your body was optimal, when your testosterone was the highest. All right? So don't listen to anyone who says testosterone is bad for you. It's not. That's how you stay young and healthy, by your testosterone. All right? That's on the male side, and a little bit of hormones on the female side. But what about women? Well, women have what you call female sexual disorder. And those are four different types of things. One is low desire, call hypoactive sexual desire disorder. This is when a woman doesn't have any desire for sex. And about 30% of women before menopause have this condition. Over 55% after menopause have this problem. That is low desire. The next one they have is female sexual arousal disorder. That's about 5 to 10% of women where they have a problem getting aroused. All right? Well, if you have a problem getting aroused, guess what? It's hard for you to get them in bed if you can't arouse them. And then you have about another 10% of women who get female orgasmic disorder. You know, it says 10%, but it's actually a lot higher than that. But basically, these are women who cannot have an orgasm, no matter how hard you try. And then there's patients, women who have dyspareunia. Dyspareunia is about 10% of women actually have pain when they have sex. And so these are things that women have, and for some reason, women don't tell the men that they have this problem. And a lot of women fake it because of this problem, or they don't want to have sex because they're not aroused. They don't have orgasm. They have pain when they have sex. And so they don't tell the men about it, and so we don't know about it. But the women know about it, right? So what do we do for women? With women that have female sexual disorder, we have, one, optimizing your hormones. That means optimizing your testosterone, your estrogen, your progesterone, number one. Number two, we do something called the O-shot. The O-shot is the counterpart to the male PrEP shot. Basically, we take PRP, which we get from your blood, and we inject it into the vaginal area. And that, number one, it helps with lubrication. Number two, it helps with pain with sexual intercourse. Number three, it helps with urine incontinence, like if you sneeze or if you cough, you wet yourself, it helps with that. And last but not least, it helps with orgasm. It helps you have more frequent orgasm, and it helps you have stronger orgasm. So that's our O-shot for women. Now, we also have something called our scream cream that we give women. And that's just a little bit of lubrication that you put in your vaginal area about 10, 15 minutes before sex. And that helps with lubrication. It has a little bit of Viagra in it. It has a little bit of testosterone in it. It has a little bit of other medications in it. It's a combination of stuff that goes in there. It helps the veins dilate in your vaginal area and helps you have better orgasm. That's why it's called the scream cream. So there are lots of things that we have. In addition to that, we have nitric oxide, which we give to men and women. That improves the blood flow to your genitals area. So both men and women can have better blood flow there. Therefore, they can have better sexual response. So there's a lot of things that we can do to help both men and women. And last but not least, your testosterone. Your testosterone in women, we find that once we optimize a woman's testosterone, when someone comes in and we are going to give them, optimize your hormones, I always ask a couple questions. Number one, do you have a partner? Number two, if you don't have a partner, do you want me to just, not give you as much? Because if we optimize you too much, then you're going to have a lot of desire. And we don't want you to go out to a bar and do something that you'll regret later. So we have to be mindful of that. But for those of you who do have a sexual partner, I mean, we find that you love it and you can't do without it. And then you realize what life would be like if you were on top of your game. And now instead of you waiting for the man to initiate sexual encounters, you are on top of it. You can go 7, 8, 9 times a day if you wanted to, unlike men. So we always tell couples when they come in, and if we have to give testosterone to both the men and women, I always tell the man, hey, buddy, be careful what you wish for, because you are going to be running from her, absolutely running from her, because you will not be able to keep up with her. And the men always laugh, say, yeah, right, 4 months later, they're coming to me. Hey, doc, can you help me with, a little bit of help here? Because I need to keep up, you know? And the other thing is that once a woman is on testosterone, they become much more pleasant, much nicer. We have men who tell us, you know, My wife is so nice now. She was never like that. She's no longer bitchy. And when she runs out of her testosterone, they'll say, hey, mom, hey, baby, you know, you need to go get your shot because you're getting a little bit irritable all the time. And if she doesn't listen to them, 2 weeks later, she's in the office because she realizes what's going on. And so we have a lot of that. We have patients in Houston who would call and say, hey, doc, I know the day my wife ran out of her testosterone. I know. And that's what we're talking about here. So sexual health is very, very important, because healthy couples need to be able to address each other's sexual needs. And so at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, we do everything to make sure that you have a healthy sex life. You know, first we get you from being sick to being healthy. Once you're healthy, you want sex. And so now we can now prepare you for that. We tell everyone that in our clinic, we now have a sex shop. That's what we tell everyone. It's a sex shop now because we take care of men's and women's sexual desires. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call in, 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. For more information, you can call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. Just want to remind you that our goal is to fix your sexual health problems so that you don't have a problem anymore. This is Dr. Wells. You have a fantastic evening and enjoy your partner.